Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. As always, a serious accident. I think there was a couple of accidents over the weekend. I guess it's just a timely reminder to take it easy on our roads.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've got to look after each other on the roads. We want everyone to get to their destination safely. One of these accidents over the weekend could have ended very differently. We're lucky that there weren't significant injuries, considering one of the vehicles slipped. So we're just reminding people, be aware of that fatal five. Please, no drink, drug driving. Remember your seatbelt. Don't get distracted. Don't drive tired. Take the required breaks. And please do not speed. Follow the speed limit and let's look after each other.
And this was in our news yesterday and also it happened over the weekend, a boating accident. Just a tiny reminder to make sure all the equipment is up to date. We seem to, you know, potentially forget if we have a boat to double check our life vests or maybe our flares. And it seems that these people who went out on the boat over the weekend had everything up to date.
Yeah, absolutely. Both of these men were so lucky, particularly considering the cold weather. It was freezing over the weekend. So another case of things could have ended very differently had they not had the right equipment. So just a reminder to have all your equipment up to date, such as the EPIRBs, flares, life jackets, an anchor, oars and paddles in case you get stuck, firefighting equipment, and the list goes on. So get online, check that you've got all the equipment that you need and you're boating safely.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan from Bundaberg Police joins us this morning. Now, Brittany, some lost property has been handed in and an unusual item here.
Yeah, very unusual. So it's a khaki felt hat with pins and an Australian Army badge, which was found at the bus shelter on the corner of Post Office Lane and Barolan Street on Sunday, June 5. It's quite distinct. So if you want to hop on the My Police Bundaberg Facebook page and check it out and see if you know the owner or you are the owner, please pop into the station with some proof of ownership. There's also a rose-coloured ring, a pressure cleaner, which is quite unusual, a leather wallet belonging to an overseas traveller, and also another iPhone. So please pop into the station between business hours if you are the owner and provide some proof of ownership so we can return that to you.
Coffee with a Cop is coming up today and also on Thursday.
Yeah, so we're at the windmill at Bagara today from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. talking to the locals down there.
Do you get it tough, you guys and girls?
I know. If only I drank coffee, it'd be good. But I'll definitely have my hot chocolate for sure with this cold weather around. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll be at the windmill today, and then Thursday we're back at Hinkler from 9:30 to 11:30. So both days we'll have all of our crime prevention information. If you've got any questions for us or any concerns about anything, please pop on in and have a chat.
And a very important day tomorrow. It is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
Yeah, so this year the focus of the campaign is to start that important conversation, and together we can stop elder abuse. So we find that most common types of elder abuse include physical abuse, financial abuse, sexual abuse, psychological abuse, and neglect. So please, if you suspect elder abuse is happening, there's no need to wait for proof. Call the Elder Abuse Helpline on 1300 651 192 for free and confidential advice and referrals. So it's a great organisation. So please reach out and get that help.
And just give us that phone number again.
So that's 1300 651 192.
Really do appreciate your time this morning, Brittany. As always, thank you, and we'll catch up next week.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
It's Senior Constable Brittany Duncan joining us from Bundaberg Police on 1332 4BU.